Argentina bedraggled, ragged, desperate, and with real, real work to do. Croatia's dream is well and true.
Paul Pogba, Stade France, back into the lead in Kazan. A kiss of the badge.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the 133rd episode of the Mod State Podcast Special Edition, the World Cup. How are you, my friend?
Always a joy to talk about the beautiful game.
The beautiful game, indeed, indeed. It's a
rising cup thus far.
Wow. I have to go back and look at my predictions. If you got them, I'll
move things up for us right away, because we didn't see them breaking, much less winning both of their first games, sadly. In our defense, again, because the host country automatically qualifies, Russia didn't take the friendly seriously. And for non-soccer fans, friendlies are the exhibitions. You use those to test out your team. They haven't really played seriously, it feels like, in three, 4 hours since last qualifying cycle. So nobody really, and the roster selections were weird. Nobody really knew how good Russia was or wasn't. So I assure you all, we're not the only ones that thought, not going to happen.
Yeah, well, I was definitely there. And yeah, so they're doing just fine. And will, I think, at this point actually go through.
They're through. is an exercise in formality for them.
So I will tell you, I was nervous at first because I knew, most of my work schedule is Monday, Wednesday, Friday, sometimes Thursday and Saturday, and I was gonna be at work and not get this, but our boss, out of the greatness in his heart, actually brought a TV from his house with an old antenna style and set it up in the clinic area so that we're literally watching every single game. He has done God's work. Indeed. It's pretty awesome watching. I mean, we have a pretty diverse mix of people in the clinic, a lot of Spanish heritage and people there. And so it's been awesome. Like it's morale is super high. Everyone's watching the game. And then Mexico won. And that was, it was awesome. Just needless to say, it was everyone from Mexico that's in my clinic was just, and I mean patients as well, were just beaming back and forth. So it's been pretty cool.
Well, no offense to their people, because this is, we're long time. I mean, we grew up, you and I both watching soccer, playing soccer. We're both avid fans. But so it's just like as a Penn State fan, you went to a medical school of the University of Michigan, okay? Well, there are pretty intense rivals in football. Doesn't change the fact that I love you very much, So I have friends that are from Mexico. But that said, there are rivals from America. I'm never going to cheer for them winning.
It wasn't as much that I was cheering for them winning. It was just pretty cool to see the... Yeah, absolutely.
you say that now.
Right? So let's go ahead and look here. Some of the qualifying for the round 16.
France is already through.
France is through, which is my number one, I think, if I remember correctly.
Behind, you had Germany. We both had Germany.
Oh,
first.
Germany was number one. France was number two for me.
You couldn't decide whether it was going to be Brazil or France. You said either one. Okay. So what? Yeah, technically. So for me, Germany was one. France was number two. My number three was a little embarrassing, but we'll get to Argentina later.
Good night. I think my number three was maybe it was Argentina.
Well, you couldn't decide where to put Brazil or France, so okay. We'll give so you a tile.
Okay, sounds good.
We did succeed with Germany, though.
Yes.
Well, we'll see. So I'm assuming they're not going to lose their next two games.
I couldn't imagine that they do. However, we are at a deficit now.
Actually, they lost their first game to Mexico.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, we're kind of at a deficit with our number ones right now. So group two, Spain and Portugal.
They finished the second set of games, though.
That's true. Yes, absolutely. Spain and Portugal in group B. Portugal needs, I think they need 1 point to qualify. But if they lose, they're out, which would be a shame because...
won their first two games.
Well, but I think... because they have identical records, Spain and Portugal. So whoever,
Well, they'll just be the second place team.
They should be. But, well, I think you're right. If they lose, it will be, they'll just won't win the, or
well, we were both right on that one.
Yeah,
we
because, yeah, Iran needs to beat Portugal to qualify. And then Morocco, they're out. So
without guns on the field, it's not going to happen for Iran.
Yeah.
Uruguay and Egypt, I believe Egypt dropped both of their first two games. So.
Yeah, Egypt is out. They're eliminated. So
yeah,
they already eliminated Egypt, Morocco, Saudi Arabia, and Peru. Okay, they're out. But so group
good on Uruguay, we both said that. Portugal and Spain, we both look good on. You said France and Denmark. Looking pretty good on Denmark. We'll see.
They could. Australia probably doesn't have a chance. Peru's been eliminated at this point for Group C.
Right, it's going to be tough for Australia. That's who I called, but we'll see. But Group D is where things got really wonky. Oh my God, like, this is Trotter.
Yeah. Well, so going into this World Cup, I mean, we even talked about it. It was like, okay, Ronaldo, Messi, who's going to show up? This is kind of their last shot at the World Cup. And I will say today,
it's not as simple as that, but
well,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that simple, but just anyway, I watched.
No, it's true. I mean, Ronaldo came out and carried Portugal.
Oh my God. That free kick was in Ronaldo fashion. Good night.
It was. I mean, I hate his stance free kick. You know, regardless, it was a beautiful kick. Nobody was talking about it, but Serbia's captain actually is the only person who, I believe Kolarov is his name, delivered a better free kick thus far. I mean, his was a thing of beauty, and it won Serbia's first game for them.
Yeah. I was just saying, I mean, the Croatia game, watching it today with Argentina, it was embarrassing. And it was embarrassing almost as embarrassing, but not quite as embarrassing as Brazil's loss to Germany. I put it in that category. I really do. And I say that because there was so much riding on Messi leading that team, and he had probably the least touches in that entire game.
He had 20 in the first half and 29 in the second, if I recall correctly. Ronaldo's not as easy to like as a person. Obviously, he's very, very happy with himself. Messi still lives in the same house he's had for years in the same neighborhood. He has gates up, but he still lives in that same village in Argentina. He's a much more likable person, and I think they're both attackers, but they're both different players.
Yeah.
I would take Messi not just because he's more likable, but I think...
He is more likable. 100%.
But regardless...
Yeah. Yeah,
especially because of his personality, though, and the fact that he's closer to my age, this is not saying he nor Ronaldo or either one won't be back for next World Cup, if nothing else, as super subs. But you really, short of Argentina crushing Nigeria, because it's not going to be enough to beat Nigeria necessarily. They need goal differential.
Yes, exactly.
So depending upon other results, we'll see just how much. It is still possible for them to go through.
Well, look at Iceland there. I mean, that's sort of – I don't think that was even a dark horse on our radar either.
Well, it was mine.
I think it was yours, yeah. It was not
right,
mine.
I said Argentina and Iceland, and that's simply because I saw them knock England out of the Euros via penalty kicks. It's like, all you need to do with England is get the penalties. It's an anathema to them.
It is.
Seriously, it's just... So who did Iceland play in their second game? I'm trying to see.
They played... I've got it right here. Iceland played...
Then their first game, I know they tied Argentina.
Well, it would have been... it would have been tied up Argentina. I don't think – have they played yet?
Argentina? Well, they had to have played. The same group? Yeah, they're the same group. Yeah. So Iceland had to have played again. Well, regardless.
Yeah, that's
– Iceland was my dark horse because of their – excuse me, their Euro performance. They're essentially the population of the city of Birmingham, Alabama. It's pretty cool to see the smallest country ever to qualify for the World Cup. Argentina still has a chance, but they better beat Nigeria and beat them handily.
Yeah.
So then we move on to, what is it, Group E, where you had Brazil going through. I'm trying to remember who your second team was, though, because I had Brazil and Serbia going through.
I had...
Oh, Senegal, right? In that Senegal?
It's Costa Rica, Brazil, Switzerland, and
Serbia.
Yeah, let me get my...
So Costa Rica lost to Serbia, game 1-0. Switzerland and Brazil tied. That was actually a good game. I watched that with my nephews. Switzerland hung in there and came back. Brazil, don't get me wrong, they look better than I thought they would look. Because I think at times they're overhyped or unfairly hyped, rather. But they definitely, I think, proved their point.
Yeah. I mean, I still think they have a chance here. So
They're probably going to go through.
So Serbia, Brazil, Switzerland, and Costa Rica. And I think I had...
You had Germany and Mexico going through an F.
Yeah, but I'm trying to remember. Did I have Brazil and maybe Costa Rica? It was this weird one. I remember one.
Yeah, I had Costa Rica going through, that's right.
Which was weird.
This is the only one. This and Iceland were the only ones where I bested you. We'll see about Argentina, but for the most part, yeah, your bracket looks better thus far.
So the Group F, that was Sweden, Mexico, Germany, and Korea. I had Germany going through.
And Mexico.
In Mexico, which South Korea is not, I mean... Well, they had a loss, so I take that back. But Mexico's huge win over Germany was kind of crazy. So we'll kind of see what
happens. It was 1-0, but that's huge if you beat Germany.
Yeah, I was going to say, it doesn't matter what the score is, 0.5-1, if you can even do that, but you can't.
That's right, because E hasn't played again.
No.
So Brazil's only played one game.
Yeah,
that's why I was looking at the results going, what the hell?
Yeah.
So, Serbia will see. They play Serbia plays Switzerland. And that's the thing for Costa Rica. As much as I hate to see a CONCACAF team go out this quickly, I'm not seeing it for them against Brazil.
Nope, not at all.
Serbia hung on 0-0 till the second half, and Kolarov, their captain, just delivered a sublime free kick.
Dirty.
So in F, you had Germany, Mexico going through.
I still stand by that, yeah.
I could see it, but I initially picked Germany and South Korea. We'll see. South Korea is a good team. They lost to Sweden 1-0, but that doesn't mean anything yet.
Yeah, exactly.
In G, you and I both had England and Belgium going through, and Belgium.
They're actually point up 3 points, tied with England right now at 3, and I still stand by that going through. England looked pretty good.
It was Tunisia, but they looked good.
They did. And if it wasn't Tunisia gave us a problem, was it Tunisia or Algeria that gave us a problem? In the last World Cup.
Well, Algeria in 2010 gave an issue, but we won it the last. Remember, Dempsey's shot was blocked, and then Donovan was right place, right time.
Yep.
And I was like, go, go, USA! I think I sent that to you for the last podcast. I don't know if we use it or not. I haven't listened to it. But the reason England's win 2-1 over, even it wouldn't matter if it was Micronesia, England beating Tunisia 2-1 is a big thing, because in the past England has had all this talent like they do now. It's not quite the 06 squad by any means, because that's to me in the modern era where England really missed their moment. They had David Beckham, Wayne Rooney was up and coming, Steven Gerrard, Frank Lampard. That was tragic. Their quarterfinals lost to Portugal. Penalties.
Again.
Ask any England fan about penalties. They're probably going to cry. But they normally tend to struggle and or stumble out of the gates. So it was with a huge sigh of relief when Harry Kane put the second goal through and they hung on at the end for Tunisia.
Which is crazy. I watched some of the video cams of fans watching England, and it was just barbarians, instant barbarians.
It's amazing. I mean, now, Belgium rolled pretty sweetly to a 3-0 win over Panama. Yep. We'll see. I'm assuming Belgium and England, that's game three, isn't it?
I think so. We'd have to...
I haven't looked. I'll look in a second now. In Group H, that's a weird group.
Yeah.
I had Japan... You had Colombia and Poland going through. I had... No, we both had Poland and Japan.
Did I thought I picked...
No, Colombia. You had Poland and Colombia.
That was it. It was Colombia that you were like, what? Japan. Yeah, and they're going to be eliminated if... even
well,
if.
Well, Colombia, the thing is, Rodriguez was hurt, and that was the thing, too. Spain's manager quitting less than a month before the World Cup to go take the Real Madrid job. I mean, what a gut punch. So they draw with Portugal. That's right. It was a 3-3 result.
Yeah.
The way they were celebrating, I thought Portugal came away with a win, but it was a massive comeback draw. 3-3. My dad ended up watching it. The office was slow, so it was a big deal. But then, that's right. I forgot. So my Argentina pick makes me look really bad. France clawed through. I mean, they've emerged, but they got serious work to do. So I hope the champ really rests some stars, but experiments for game three, because France has got to look better if they're going to make a run. But
yeah.
But this is another one. I forgot that I had three decent wins here. Iceland made me look good thus far. Serbia, definitely. And but yeah, Japan came through for me. And sort of a self-inflicted wound on Colombia's part, because the first 10 minutes, there was a blatant handball in the box. They went down to 10 men because of the resulting red card. I mean, when you stick your hand out and slap down the ball in the box, that's an obvious, you know, it's not like the ball rolled up your arm. That can happen. You're not going to get a red card for that. But obvious handball, red card, you're out, and Japan converts the penalty. So
what are you going to do?
And so that starting defender is now out for game two, because, you know, two yellow cards or a red card, you miss the next game. So Colombia, obviously there's two more games to be played, but that was not the opening result. I saw Japan going through, but I didn't see them going through because they beat Colombia.
Yeah, exactly. That I think was on my radar, thinking that there was no way. But that's three points right now with Japan and Senegal. So
real quick, the schedule. So we'd run that down real quick.
Pull that up, actually.
Tomorrow, for Brazil, Costa Rica.
Yes.
And then Nigeria, Iceland. let's call these schedule. What do you see for Brazil?
So we've got it's Brazil, Costa Rica, Nigeria, Iceland, Serbia, Switzerland.
Yeah, let's make this interesting and do a little score for prediction here. Okay. What do you say, Brazil, Costa Rica?
Okay, so Brazil, Costa Rica, I say 4-0 Brazil.
Okay. I was gonna say 4-1, so we'll see, you know, how close they are. Sorry, I'm just labeling these so I know how we come out, just for fun.
Cool.
Nigeria, Iceland.
Oof. I'm gonna say 2-1 Iceland.
Okay. I'm seeing maybe another tie here.
That could be it.
I'm seeing like a 2-2 result here. Okay. So all right, so then, and this is a critical one, because game three, Serbia's got Brazil. So if they're going to push through, they've already got a well-earned point, or a well-earned 3 points for their win over Costa Rica. Great start, Serbians. Now it's Switzerland. I'm going to say a draw here.
Yeah, and that's what I was thinking too. I'm trying to decide if it's going to be 1-1 or 0-0.
I'm going to say 1-1 because 1-1. Serbia does have the attacking power.
Yep, they do.
And Switzerland has a great defense, but Switzerland's going to need some points here too. They got one against Brazil, but they don't really want to go into a third game with 2 points.
I agree.
Especially since it's not like it's time to roll the dice yet for Switzerland. It's not panic time yet. But you've also got to think, because you could argue Serbia's got a better offense than them. God forbid Serbia goes ahead late, then Switzerland's in deep trouble going into game three.
Let's just go ahead and do Saturday too.
I was going to say, because that's what I was looking to. So Belgium, Tunisia.
I'm going to go 2-0 Belgium.
I agree. Same here. And so then we got Korea and Mexico, South Korea and Mexico.
Yeah. I'm going to go
I hear probably for Korea.
What's that?
It's probably do or die here for Korea.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to say, I want to say 3-1 Mexico, but I'm probably something more on the lines of 2-1 Mexico.
I'm gonna say 3-2 Mexico, because Son is a great striker. They've got some talent, South Korea, but it feels like there's a certain wave of or who knows?
Yeah.
The other side of the coin is here. Korea does have the talent, and there could be a hangover effect. Mexico does not need it. It was a 1-0 win. It's not like they beat the hell out of Germany.
Yeah, so I agree.
Germany came out flat, but and that leads us to Germany Sweden. I'm gonna go ahead and call a rebound here.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna say.
I'm gonna say 3-0.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was gonna say. So I'll say 4-0, just because.
Just because you're German.
Yep.
All right, and so then this is where we may as well wrap up the group here, because Monday it's wrap up the groups, because Monday it starts over Russia and Uruguay. The group start over, that is. So yeah. Sunday you got England and Panama.
Let me get back here. I'm gonna say England 2-0.
Okay, I'm gonna say 3-0 England. I think this. I'm not saying this is their year. Hey, anything can happen at the World Cup. Serbia could go to the semis, and I mean that. They're a decent team, but I could see a quarterfinal run for England. They're young, so I see them getting the full 6 points. Now, here is a make or break for you and I's brackets as far as divergence goes, because we both picked opposite here. Japan versus Senegal.
I'm going to go with a draw.
Yeah, I'm seeing 1-1.
Yeah, I like 1-1.
Yeah, I mean, it's not do or die for either yet, but both could use a point. All right, and then to wrap things up, this is the last chance saloon possibly for Colombia, given their shock opening loss. So yeah. It's Poland and Colombia.
So I say 2-0 Colombia.
Yeah.
I got to root for Colombia. I don't know why I started doing it. So.
Well, I'm thinking that, well, I can see why. They're exciting to watch. They're fun to watch. And no offense to anybody, but they do have lovely ladies.
And cocaine.
Stands. I know there's feminists howling now. Well, okay, I just said they were lovely. Jesus.
Jesus.
Well, so I'm seeing Lewandowski and company, Robert Lewandowski. I'm seeing them send Colombia to lights out here at 2-0 Poland.
All right.
So
I like it.
We'll see what happens. But indeed. With that, I know we're fresh out of time, but maybe if nothing else, because you've got a big event coming up this weekend. Maybe I'll fill in and kind of call a few, maybe update us for the next round.
Yeah.
Or not next round, but the next series of games. Maybe I'll squeak a little one in there at some point.
The listeners would like it.
Yeah, well, they might not, but they definitely find the intrigue. We're both students of the game. We've played. I played for the Navy for a while, but you know, we both had long and somewhat illustrious careers.
Yeah,
and
a little bit. Yeah, for me at least. Yep. Well, my friend, it's been fun predicting. So we'll definitely get back at it next week.
Yeah, it's entertaining. We both had some hits and misses, but it's going to get a lot clearer here.
I think so. So, well, my friend, until next time.